Hello, and welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, bringing you the latest updates from the ever-evolving world of ad tech. Today, we have some intriguing stories to discuss. First up, in the realm of retail media, GroupM has announced a partnership with Tesco Media and Insight Platform. That's right, one of the UK's largest food retailers is teaming up with one of the biggest media groups. This collaboration aims to position GroupM's clients and brands in a favourable environment, benefiting them across data, insights, and strategic planning. Through this partnership, GroupM will gain access to Tesco's Insights module and advanced client success support. Tesco sees this move as a step towards more integrated retail media planning at a holistic, full-funneled, strategic level. Next, let's talk about privacy. The IAB Tech Lab has released its final Privacy Sandbox Fit analysis. Following extensive evaluation, the task force had raised many concerns. Now the final analysis is available to the industry, and the task force's concerns remain. Hilary Slattery, a member of the task force, stated, "In its current form, the Privacy Sandbox will restrict the digital media industry's ability to deliver relevant, effective advertising, placing smaller media companies and brands at significant risk." Finally, in the e-commerce space, TikTok is stepping up its game with the launch of Deals for You Days. Starting from 9th of July, TikTok will host live video streams promoting exclusive discounts and bundles from various brands and creators. Products range from beauty and lifestyle to fashion, books, home and more. Brands like L'Oréal Paris, Maybelline New York, and Benefit Cosmetics are among those offering these exclusive deals. It's an interesting move, showcasing TikTok's ambition to compete with the biggest e-commerce giants. And that's the news for today's episode. Thanks for joining me. On ExchangeWire, check out our latest podcast episode discussing Disney's CPM cuts, big tech breaking EU regulations, and the growth of the APAC ad market. See you next time.